Good morning, everyone. This is the shaman. I'm out at the honey hole. For the first time, it's March 13th, 2024. We're about a month before the start of spring gobbler season. And it has been mostly a warm spring. Late winter was much warmer than usual. I was out here in mid-February. There are several gobblers. One is out on the very point of Virginia, the ridge to my east. That was one down in Pity Creek, and another one due south of me. The gobbler started sounding off, and I just, there goes the one on Virginia. I decided just to pull up where I was and start recording. Hopefully, we're near a roost of some hens. They usually show up here about this time of year. Anyhow, let's see what we get. It's 7:27, so this would be just the start of legal hunting, but of course that doesn't start for another whole month. There's a late riser. It's about 100 yards to the east of me. Down there on Heartbreak Ridge. I'm gonna turn the mic a little bit to pick him up better. there's more than one with him. It's 45 degrees out. No wind. We're expecting rain tomorrow afternoon. Foxtrot Charlie is coming out tomorrow. He's never heard turkeys like this. I'm going to try to show him the ropes. There's a hen, and there's another hen. One to the south, one to the north. I think we stumbled into ground zero here. A note to Foxtrot Charlie. When you find yourself in this position, get your butt down, put your back to a tree, and you're ready to hunt. Of course, I cheated. I've been coming here for 20 years. Now, that gobbler right there is the one out on Virginia. He's maybe 100, 120 yards from me, but he is very huntable. If he's in the mood, you could call him in from here. Now, the funny thing about that gobbler, he's probably the Virginia Rambler, and I've been hunting him for, 15 years or more. He'll want to hop down, and instead of crossing the distance between us, 120 yards, he will go 500 yards following the cleanest path. And that's a long horseshoe that comes out to the base of Virginia, turns right, and comes all the way around here. And just from me to Virginia's a good 200 yards. It's at the apex of the horseshoe. Birds are funny. The funniest of all is that I'm talking about the Virginia Rambler like it's a single entity. No. You put a particular bird in a particular spot, and they seem to acquire very much the same personality. A bird that prefers the tip of that secluded ridge just has an urge to follow basically the same path. And I've hunted, what, now 10 generations of these birds. Now we're picking up hens to the north and east, and I'm turning the mic around. That hen is pretty well worked up. Now, there's a new gobbler up to the north and east. There's a good 200 yards between them, and he's answering. Oh, he's getting worked up. Strategy here. I got a hen to the northeast, 120 yards. I got a gobbler to the northwest at about 120 yards. I would pick up right now and go sit directly between them and let that hen call the gobbler into me. I'd wait until there she goes again. I'd wait until she went quiet, and then I'd try to match her. Now she's setting off the guy down here in Heartbreak Ridge. And there's now a new hen directly behind my back on Heartbreak Ridge. There's gobblers all over the place today. Gobbler down to the south is now getting interested. Okay, now there's the gobbler that's to my north and west. Again, he's honoring the call, but he's not cutting in on her. I'd say he's only moderately interested. I'm going to turn the mic a little bit so he can pick up on the hand better. That's a putt directly behind my back to the east. She may have plopped down already and come up my backside and busted me. I don't know. She could see me turn on the mic. Close the distance between me and her. Off after about 10 yards, and she's on the back side of that lip. I'm at the high spot here in the tree line. I believe there's another hen straight out in front of me. Another hen going off to the east of Virginia. I'm sorry, to the west of Virginia. So I think the old guy out there on the point will probably pitch down and go to her. Here on Heartbreak Ridge has just flown down. to turn the mic back towards the Virginia Rambler. I think his hen just pitched down and it sent him off. The hen directly behind me is getting worked up. Point the mic directly over my shoulder. Got the turkey version of Peyton Place playing out here. I don't know, it'd be maybe 10 acres worth. They're all whipping each other up into a sexual frenzy. That was the gobbler on Heartbreak Ridge. From what I gather, he has pitched down and he's coming for the hen that recently came up my back. I've never had to move the mic so much before in one sitting. sun rose here about 3 minutes ago. But I haven't seen it yet. Well, the Virginia Rambler hopped down off his perch, and he's now rambling, I believe, down in the bottoms, down in Soggy Bottom Creek. There's another gobbler somewhat east of the campground and probably off our property that's now joined in. Gobbler that was to my north and west is completely shut up. As has the hen that was going off to my north and east. Okay, the gobbler that's on Heartbreak Ridge to my east seems to be, he's angling up the hill towards where the hen was behind my back. That hen is still there, and she is directly between me and that gobbler on Heartbreak Ridge. Making happy little clucks. There's the sun. That hen was about 100-150 yards to the south. There she goes again. Very insistent. Thank you. That's a hen going off in Left Leg Creek. She is about 120 yards from me. Down near the midway blind. And she is being very insistent. Oh my goodness, Hawk just came through at low level. I think he was checking me out. Well, things have quieted down. And I think I'm going to start heading back towards the house. I hope this turns out to be some good sound. I certainly heard plenty. We'll see how it's out. As I said, Foxtrot Charlie's coming down for a lesson tomorrow. And hopefully we can hear what we heard today. I seriously suspect that we'd ever hear better. This is an exceptional morning. Well, y'all have a good one, and I hope to talk at you again soon. Take care. Thank you.